Black River Valley service.
No. Every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, which is 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and to break the net at any time. So at this point, you may have any emergency traffic. Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Craft Northern Art Community Center, which is at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start with net promptly at 9 p.m., and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on the website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile at this point in time. Do we have any stations wishing to join us?
BC2WI, mobile.
Good evening, Pete. You're mobile at this late hour. So, are you mobiling to or from?
I am mobiling to Lake Pleasant. I'm on Route 8, just crossed over the line from Ohio into Morehouse a minute or two ago. Took a little detour over to the snowfall turnaround and shone my lights down Jones Road and the snowmobile trail there. And the trail was pretty iffy, but Jones Road's got at least this end of it, got a layer of ice and snow. It looks like you could cross-country ski down it, snowmobile down it. I don't know if you'd get... I think it's about 5 miles before it gets to the intersection where some other road... I don't know the name. And it's plowed, and it goes down in elevation, so I don't know. This end looks like you might get a couple miles of cross-country skiing or something. Pretty iffy, but it's warm, so even though it's icy, I think the top looks soft. And not much snow along the, really no snow along the roadside here. Just a little, no snow banks, except maybe by somebody's driveway or something. But Jones Road looked like it. If you really needed that last little ski or something, you could do it. We'll see what happens when we get up to Paseco. They seem to have more snow in their little area there than either east of there in Speculator or this far down in Morehouse. The Paseco Lake out a little ways in the Hofmeister. But it's not much, so we'll see what happens. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, if anybody is a hankering for any more winter activities, I don't know. Everybody's saying spring has come, but I'm not very trusting of the weather. I remember the first really horrible storm we had in Syracuse on April Fool's Day, and the whole city closed down. good, Pete. Any more for us this evening?
Yeah. I'm not taking my snow tires off yet. I was thinking about it. I got studded snow tires on the front. That's just the way it worked out. I got my old snows were no good, and I kind of got a little bargain, so the fronts are studded. And I was thinking about it. I want to get these off and noisy and all that. And not really bad. They're really not as good on pavement. Anyway, thinking, well, I don't want to take them off yet. Maybe I could take them to start us off, put the other ones on the front, put, you know, the all seasons on the back. It's not a great, you know, it wouldn't be great if it snowed, but it, I would, you know, it would get me home. But yeah, not quite yet, KC2WA.
Okay, Pete, well, good luck motoring, and going to move along here a little bit. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I am now listening for any stations who might be liking to, might like to join us on EchoLink, and I'm going to pause for 15 seconds to allow those stations to check in.
Kilo Delta 2, Echo Romeo Romeo. This is Dave in Bainbridge, New York. Good evening.
Okay, Dan. Welcome to the net, and I'm going to pause again to see if there's any other stations on EchoLink. You're very weak. I don't know if you can bump up your power. Give it another go. Okay, Matt. I got you that time. Very, very faint, very well. But I did get you on the list. So I'm going to go up to Dave in Pennsylvania. So how are things there?
Good evening, everyone. Name here is Dave. My QTH is here in Bainbridge, New York, in the southern part of Chenango County. About 20 miles, a little bit southeast of Norwich. And a friend of mine told me about this repeater and EchoLink, and this is the second time that I've used it. So thank you very much for joining your net. And everyone have a good evening.
Okay, Dave, sorry about the geographic location error, Bainbridge, New York. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. Very good. I hope you hear you again. All right, I'm going to see if we can get Matt to transmit again and join us this evening. Go ahead. I heard something about the city of Utica. That's was pretty rough signal there. That's all I could get. Okay, Matt, well, I got you on the list anyway, and thanks for participating, joining us. All right, I'm just going to pause another 15 seconds to see if we have any more EchoLink check-ins.
Hi, this is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through EchoLink, and I believe I'm going to be the last one in the queue for this group here on EchoLink tonight.
I didn't get that transmission. Okay, listening for check-ins from regular members and guests.
It was N2PFM, but it was Kevin James was there. I think you were doubling with him. I think you might want to go back and get him first, N2PFM.
Okay, Kevin. On EchoLink, go ahead.
Hey, okay, yeah, KD2FBM, I'm out here. Yeah, apparently the Echolink is being a little temperamental tonight. My apologies. Just want to say hello quick. Got 33 degrees outside, clear skies, and, yeah, nice day out here. I just got back from a fire call here, so that was kind of fun and exciting. So I'm going to just sit tight and watch Gold Rush. They have their season finale, I guess you can call it, on right now. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, glad you could wrestle with the Echolink and join us. Very good. Yep, we've got 26 degrees here. So, all righty. Now we're going to go down to George.
Actually, you may not, because I'm about, here I'm, Watson Mountain. I'm actually about 22 miles north of the repeater. At Palauville. Oh, we got a temperature of 30 degrees. Temperature range today was 30 to 42. Did have intermittent sunshine, mostly in the afternoon. And got the wood stove going on very low right now, and see how that goes for tonight and maybe tomorrow night, and then comes Sunday, I think it's going to get good and warm again. So just shut the porch door off, and you just use that direct vent space, gas space heater from there on, and depending on what nights we get from now on, it'll tell me how much I'll be using the wood stove. I've still got another 400-pound tank of LP gas that has been paid for from AmeriGas. I might as well start using some of the gas now, since I've paid for it already. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73s and 2 PSM clear.
Okay, George, right you are. You are up. I was looking at my list, but geographically it's true. You're up above us. So good. Yeah. And I took a walk. Just a stellar day. I'm just itching to plant some stuff, but I know better. So, well, thanks, George, for checking in, and I'm now listening for other check-ins from regular members and guests.
WA to you.
All right, next up is the man at my left, WA to you.
Well, good evening to everyone on frequency, those that have checked in, those that are out there listening and monitoring. What an absolutely gorgeous day we had today. Kathy and I totaled up our mileage so far of the week here. I did about 21 miles, but that's 81 on the air diet. We walked, not a bad week, we walked 12.7 miles this week. So the week is not up yet. But we had some real nice weather out there. Good to hear Pete mobiling along there this evening. And well, we were busy organizing things, getting ready for our as we call our Dance Around on Saturday night. Got our CDs logged in from last Saturday, got them all reshelved and put away, and some other new ones, ID, downloaded some new software into the barcode scanner, and packed up some things that we want to get into camp. We got the snap-on light and the cable and some instruction manuals, so we haven't headed off to camp yet. There's some low spots, so it might be a tad wet out there, but we're not really sure. But the roads are really nice for walking. Didn't have too much ice that we've had in the past. However, there's still some banks that are out there that could provide a challenge. So there you go. But as I said, I think yesterday, I'm not sure it was yesterday or the day before, it was actually warmer outside than it was inside the house here. So Yours truly, I forgot. I turned down the furnace, forgot to turn it off, and we got up the next morning. Boy, it's a little on the chilly side, but now we're not sure what the weekend is going to bring for us. I know Syracuse has the great St. Patrick's Day parade. It was in the spirit of some sort of celebrating this weekend, I guess. So if you're going to be out there, be careful and be safe. So, anyways, when we were out walking the other day, when we did a 5-mile walk, the geese were in fine form. It seemed like they were following us around wherever we were. It's kind of interesting. And I think March 16th marks the day for the no burning thing. I don't know. I might have heard it on one of the local radio stations. I'm not sure if I'm correct about that. But anyways, I'll turn it back over to Matt, and we're getting into season for putting up antennas. A lot of the foliage isn't up yet, so the bugs aren't out yet. And good chance to get out there and put up some antennas. Not have to worry about, you know, poison ivy and various critters and things of that nature. So we want to take advantage of that. We're getting closer and closer to hamfest season too. So anyways, I'll turn it back over to Nest, and maybe some other people will be joining us here this evening. WATU, back to Nest.
The cat in the background, he thinks he wants to go in the basement to catch mice. I know there's no mice down there, but oh well. Pardon, here's another cat. So this is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins that we might have at this point in time?
WATU with a few comments. We're sort of on the quiet side this evening.
Alrighty, WA2U, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'll have to see how Pete's going there too. So anyways, there's a number of people that have been getting together on 146.880, I think around 8 o'clock in the evening through the Echo Link. Some people that are from this area, NA2A, K4PJS is now down in Florida. It's kind of neat. It certainly is one of the nice things about Echo Link too, is to bring people together that are in distant areas that normally can't access the repeater. And I think that in my book, that's what really Echo Link's about, is people that are unable to get into a repeater in restricted areas, so they will, you know, an apartment. But there's a number of people, I think it's about 8 o'clock, 146.880. I believe the PL tone is 71.9. And that's the Rome W2OFQ repeater. And they've been chatting over there, and they might have some other times, but it might be something interesting to listen to. It's certainly interesting to hear some of the temperatures that they're talking about. Kim Commando shows on tomorrow morning for those interested in computers. Locally, that's on WIBX at 950. It might be on some other radio stations. It used to be on WGY out of Schenectady at 810. But they have talk about gizmos and gadgets and anything to do with computers. That's at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I think it used to last around 3 hours. So it's kind of a neat thing to tune in and listen to. And it doesn't matter what time of the year. There's probably some good tips that you may want to pick up on. Okay, I'll turn it back over to Kathy, and she's been busy with seeds and garden books by the stack full here of things to order and keep all the garden places busy. WATU, back to that.
KC2YX, and there I have been, but I'm anticipating all of that, so I'm going to do one more quick call up to see if we have any other stations would like to join us this evening before I close. Please call out.
KC2NBU.
Good evening, Ray. Thank you for joining us. How are things in your region?
What's that? I mean, it's not snowing, so I guess it's hell as well. We're down to 30 degrees, and we're just closing up tonight. Call it a night. Over.
Well, we've got 26 here, and but it was a lovely day today. And we've had a beautiful week this week. Good. Very good. So are you anticipating spring?
If anyone checked out the moon, we got a, it's just coming up, and it's just a sliver, but boy, it's big and pretty.
Neat. Okay, well, we're going to have to do that, definitely. And we have some friends that like to keep track of the space station as it goes across. And they always give us a call and tell us, oh, the space station is, and we've seen it several times, so good. That's great. Anything else for us this evening, Ray?
Nope. We're just settling in.
Great. Well, that's always a good thing to be, to settle on in. Thank you for joining us. I'm just going to do another quick call-up to see if Pete has reached his destination. Are you still there with us, Pete? Call at KC2WI. Good. Well, he's safe and sound. Good to hear. Good to hear that. Okay, before I close the Black River Valley service map, I'll give my Friday evening chuckle. So here it is. Well, a gentleman went to a dentist's office, and he says, "How much to have this tooth pulled?" And the dentist said to him, about $90. And the patient said, $90 for just a few minutes of work? And the dentist replies, well, I could do it slower if you like. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return it to Peter to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Pete, Dave, Matt, Kevin, George, John, and Ray for joining us this evening. And all those listeners out there, I know you're out there. Everybody have a great evening and a safe and happy weekend. Enjoy everything it is, whatever it is you do. This is KC2YXN Clear.
Hi, this is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and I always thank you for your use of Echolink. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73 KD2FM is clear.